Full Savior, you are worthy. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want you to go to two or three people and tell them, God is serious about his relationship with you. I don't know who has been telling you they are serious. I don't know what they have been telling you. But I know about the relationship of God with you is a serious one. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Other relationships may take you for granted. Other relationships may not appreciate you for who you are. They may not acknowledge what you do in that relationship. But one thing that I know, God is serious about his relationship with you. Is a serious one. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you try to introduce somebody or somebody, they see a lady or a guy hanging around you, they ask you, you have a relationship? Oh, yes. Is it a serious one? Hallelujah. They ask, is it a serious one? Amen. And the guy answers, maybe the parents are the one asking, he said, I'm serious this time. The Lord is serious about his relationship
Amen.
With you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just pick your Bible as you remain standing. Today, I'm going to have you to follow me as I read the Word of God. You wouldn't have to read with me. I just want you to listen attentively to this powerful story. Because God has given me something from this story that I believe is going to be a game changer in your life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the living Jesus. I wish I had three people to receive that.
Amen.
Because God is faithful. God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings. We are going to read the 7th chapter. It's a very popular story. Very popular story. But I thank God because the depth of the revelation of God can never be exhausted. Hallelujah. If it could be exhausted, I think we would have stopped preaching the gospel or reading the Bible long before I was even born. Because everything would have been covered. Hallelujah. Paul says when he was in prison, the only thing that I ask that you bring for me is to bring me paper and pen to write on, because God has not ceased giving me revelations. Hallelujah. So you never get to the end of God's revelation. Praise the Lord. God can give you several revelations from just two words. I am. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. And I'm going to read from the very first verse to the last verse. But I want you to be really very attentive to this. Hold your Bible. Hallelujah. How come the children don't have a Bible? How come this is happening? Sister Fumi, how come this is happening? I can't hear you. What? Please, don't delay their blessings because of your protocol. Just give people Bible to read. Finish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too much stories. Please listen and let your eyes be on the book. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine in the city, there is famine in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we will also die. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the utmost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. There was no enemy there. There was no longer any challenge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the utmost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried their silver and gold and raiment. Oh, there's someone here. The days of your lack are over.
Amen.
And went and hid it. And then they came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. Today is a day of good tidings for you.
Amen.
And we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Now listen to this. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied. Sorry, it's my iPad. There was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied and tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, I will now show you that the Syrians have done to us. They know that we will be hungry. Therefore, are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. I want you to note the king's response to the information he received. This is really important to what God wants to say to you today. Hallelujah. That's why I want you to follow me step by step as we read the scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And one of his servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see. And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians cast away in their haste. Whatever power that has been holding your blessing, today they will take their leave in haste.
Amen.
And as they are leaving, they will drop all your blessings. Amen. Along the way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will not leave with one of your blessings.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the people, verse 16 now, and the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he learned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. As the man of God has said, who spake when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God has spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gates of Samaria. And that Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. Spirit of the living God, we stand before you today because we are needy people. We need your understanding. We need wisdom. We need revelation. We need divine insights to be able to take hold of what Jesus Christ died and shed his blood to give to us. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to do that which we cannot do for ourselves today. That by the word of God, you will empower us. You will edify us. You will enlighten us. You will show us the way to go. You will show us what to do. That we, even in this season that God has designed for us to increase, we will not be lacking.
Amen.
Nothing will be broken.
Amen.
Nothing will be missing.
Amen.
In our lives. We trust you, Holy Spirit. We are needy people, and we need you right now. Thank you for taking absolute control. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God forevermore. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I needed to read the whole scripture to us today, because this is a very important message, and the devil can't fight this. Let me tell your neighbor, the devil can't fight this. He has lost the battle already. Hallelujah. Of course, a central theme for this period of fasting and prayer is supernatural favor for increase. Supernatural favor of God for increase. That's a central theme for embarking on this fast, 21-day fast. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So based on that, God has given me a word for someone here today. Hallelujah. I titled today's message, Spiritual Instinct for Increase. Spiritual Instinct for Increase. Spiritual Instinct for Increase. And as we go on, you have a better understanding of what I'm talking about. Talking of spiritual instinct. Hallelujah. This message is really very important, and I want you to really, really pay attention, body, soul, and spirit. Let your mind follow what the Holy Spirit is saying, because if you can catch what the Spirit is saying to you today, you will never, ever miss your season anymore in life, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will never miss your season. And you will not miss this season of increase in the mighty name of Jesus. This is really very important. Before we go on, before we dig deep into the scripture that we have read today, because there are certain things that I want us to see about a set of people that this scripture brought to our notice today. I want you to observe some things. Their reaction, their responses to situations, their responses to the environmental stimuli that are around them. How they responded to it is really very important. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God is a God that presents opportunities to his people. Every time. Every day is a day of opportunity. When I wake up in the morning and I'm praying, I always thank God for today, because to me, it is a gift. It's a gift because it is an opportunity. Opportunity to do good, to be good, to have good, to give good. Praise the Lord. It's always an opportunity. God always brings opportunity to us. Yesterday I was saying it. I said a lot of people pray, but they are frustrated in their prayer life because they say, God is not answering me. And I said, sometimes we pray amiss because you do not know how to expect an answer from God. God will not always answer the way that you want it. Hallelujah. If you need money and you tell God that, Lord, I need 5 million naira now so I can start my business, God is not likely to put a box in front of your house so that when you wake up in the morning, you open your door, you just see a box full of 5 million naira. Hello, somebody. That's witchcraft. It's not going to happen. It doesn't happen like that. When God answers your prayer, he presents an opportunity for you to get the 5 million. That what you do with that opportunity determines whether you will seize the moment of your destiny. What you do with that opportunity. Opportunity comes in various ways. It comes in forms of relationship with people. Hallelujah. Opportunity comes with a word of God that comes to you. A prophetic word. Like the word came, this is a season of supernatural favor for increase. What you do with the opportunity of that word will determine the outcome of your destiny. Hallelujah. So this is really very important. I want you to write this down. How you process the information you receive will ultimately affect the outcome of the opportunities God brings your way. How you process the information you receive will ultimately affect the outcome of the opportunities God brings your way. What will be the outcome of that opportunity that God has presented to you? We had a testimony from our young brother today, thanking God that he graduated from primary school. God presented an opportunity to him to go to school. It's an opportunity, hallelujah, to be educated, to be at a place where your reasoning can be sharpened and you will be able to comprehend things that are around you better. Hallelujah. That's a profit in education. Your ability to be able to comprehend and to reason things out. It's an opportunity. Now, what did he do with the opportunity?